Greetings to all, a blessed and happy Easter. For today's meditation, let me read a verse from we have just heard, the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 16, verse 7. Mark, chapter 16, verse 7. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you. Let us pray. Our loving and gracious Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you for the love and mercy. We praise you for the victory over sinful death through your atoning sacrifice. Through your resurrection from the dead, you opened the door for us to eternity. Lord, help us our life to celebrate with you and use our life for the blessings of our fellow being. Help us to understand what you speak through the word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Today, we are celebrating Easter, the greatest day in Christian faith. The Christian faith celebrates the manifestations of Christ event. Christ event is not limited to the birth and death of Jesus Christ. It is the life of Jesus in its totality. It is the expression of the whole being of Jesus. Crucifixion, death, resurrection, ascension, and second coming symbolizes the victory of the cross. The powerful climax of God's plan for the redemption of man is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That is why Paul wrote, "Now if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is vain, your faith also is vain." Without resurrection, there is no Christian faith, there is no salvation, and there is no hope. Jesus himself even stated, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies." Let me share two thoughts based on this subject. Easter, the celebration of courage. Easter is the celebration of courage. Now after Sabbath, toward the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to look at the grave. The angel appearing to the woman who went to anoint Jesus' body, they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" Angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. The risen Lord also told the woman the same. Don't be afraid." In the world of fears, Easter Day reminds us to not be afraid. We can overcome fear by putting our in someone who can be sure will help us overcome what we are afraid of. Easter should be a time when we put our trust in God and tell to the problems that no matter how big a problem that is in front of me, I have a bigger God. Easter should always be a celebration of our courage we find in Jesus Christ. Second thought is Easter, the celebration of life over death. Easter, the celebration of life over the death. He is not here, for he has risen. Just as he said, come, see the place where he was lying. Verse 7. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. Galilee was a key city in the ministry of Jesus. It was where Jesus began his ministry. It was where the disciples would receive the great discipleship. It was a place of common people. It was where Jesus appeared to more than 500 believers at one time following his resurrection. It was there Jesus commissioned the 11 disciples to their apostolic ministry. They would see him there, and indeed they did see there. The woman obeyed the angel's instruction as they hurried away from the tomb, looking for the disciple so they could tell them the good news. Peter and John would come to the tomb to see for themselves what the woman had reported, that the tomb was empty, that Jesus had risen from the dead. The tomb, the site of the death, becomes the site of life. Those who have crucified Jesus thought that the life of Jesus came to end by the tomb. But Jesus rose from the death, thus abolishing the force of death at tomb. Tomb becomes the meeting point of risen Lord with the faithful ones. The meeting point of the resurrected Christ with the believers is the place of worship. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 9, we read, and behold, Jesus met them and said, greetings, and they came up and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Apostle Paul says in the epistle to the Philippians, at the name of the Jesus every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let me conclude. The resurrection of Jesus guarantees your resurrection too. Physical death is not an end, but for a believer, it is a new beginning. The resurrection of Jesus should motivate you to righteousness and obedience, no matter what you are facing. The resurrection tells you that God will win. God will be with you all your life situation. Sin will be defeated. Righteousness will overcome evil. Now, it is for you and me just a matter of your obedience and believe in him and follow him. The resurrection of Jesus is the guarantees of the believers' resurrection and transformation at Christ's second coming. Let us pray.